This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ready?
Yes, ready.
Hey guys, welcome back to the episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his guilty mom wife.
Oh.
I have a little bit of mom guilt.
Do you?
I do. Do you have dad guilt?
I don't have any dad guilt. I feel like I'm a stupendous father. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, no, definitely. I think as parents, you really feel... you always feel this guilt that you're not doing enough or that you're not everything that you could have been, or especially when you're a jerk and you like you blow up or you're having a bad day and you take it out on the kids.
Seriously, dude.
That's the worst feeling.
Yeah.
And then when you can't provide for them, when either you can't provide for them or you can't give them the time.
Okay, wait. Before we go any further, we want to introduce our friend. You may know her as Lash Bunny.
Hey.
But as I tell my Sammy, because I was talking to Sammy and I'm like, yeah, Lash Bunny. I'm like, that's not her name. Her name is Natalie.
Yes.
And Natalie's kids.
Or I'm Auntie Bunny to a lot of kids.
What is Auntie Bunny? What does that mean?
Auntie Bunny.
Oh, Auntie is an aunt.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like anti, like against the bunny.
No.
I was like, what do you mean? So Lash Bunny is my lash girl and we're friends and we're sisters in Christ. And you brought up this topic today.
Yeah.
So what I was kind of asking you, which I think it's an amazing topic that we haven't dealt with yet. What did you mean when you said mom guilt? What do you feel is mom guilt?
Mom guilt to me is... when you wish you can be in two places at once.
Yeah.
Okay, where are you? Are you stripping? Are you out having fun? Are you on a vacation?
No,
where are you?
Mama's working.
See?
You know? Yeah. So that's where it hits.
When was the last time you went through mom guilt?
Yesterday.
Because you're
like Abel mentioned, when you blow up and then you leave and you're like, I had all the reasons to blow up.
Right, you were, but there was discipline.
Uh-huh. Yes, but I could have done better.
Yes.
So then there kicks in the mom guilt. Like, I shouldn't have reacted that way. Mm. Or I should have said it this way. So that mom guilt carries on with you throughout your day. And sometimes you drown in that.
Where do we get that mom guilt from, that dad guilt? Like, because do I make you feel like a bad dad?
No.
Well,
yeah, you do sometimes.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, you do
sometimes.
I don't
mean to. I like
no,
tell you what I
you
see.
Check me. You check me. Just sometimes you check me, and I'm like, yeah, you do the same things. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
sometimes.
So sometimes, but like,
but I get on me too.
I think we go through this.
I get on me hard too.
So we have this notion of like, we're not going to do what our parents did to us,
right?
That we grew up with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but we kind of end up doing some of the stuff that our parents did.
I cannot believe
naturally.
How much I've become like my mom. Sometimes I catch myself and I'm like, oh, why did Doña Rosa just come out of me?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, and that will make me feel guilty because I remember what it felt like.
But I think it makes a difference when you call yourself out and you're like, oh my God, I just sounded like my mom, or I just reacted like my mom or my dad. And I think that right there that you can distinguish what you're doing, identify it, and then it's about how you react and what you do afterwards.
So what do you do?
I apologize.
Yes.
I call myself out in front of my kid.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
And I say, I could have done better.
Yes.
And I will do better.
And I stand by what I said, because what you did was wrong,
but
the way that I said it,
me pasé. I still meant what I meant.
Yes.
And it is what it is, but I didn't have to explode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have to.
Okay, whose parents here apologize to them.
I think that's the main issue.
There's no hands raised for the those of our listeners that can't see us on YouTube. Or my parent to this day hasn't apologized. Mm. I don't think they ever will.
Or maybe they don't even know they have to apologize. Right?
My mom is a little different now. But like,
as an adult, she's apologized.
Yeah, she's apologized for stuff in the past. But back then, she didn't, or she wouldn't.
And I think your mom has mom guilt.
My mom, yeah, she definitely does.
And your mom is, I love my
sister. So my mom isn't a part of the group of Eran de Rancho.
Yeah,
and
then
they came over here. She's not a part of that group. Right. Es machista, si no se dice nada. And she wasn't. My mom just had me when she was young. She had me when she was 15. And so she was still growing up, and she was a teenager, and she was, so she was like
growing herself.
Yeah. And so it was a different type of relationship that we had. And a single mom. Mm. And it was just a different type of relationship. And I've come to chalk up a lot of the stuff that we went through to, just her trying to figure stuff out herself.
Yeah.
And it only being a little bit harder because she had a kid to raise, you know?
How do you know your mom has mom guilt?
Oh, she cries, you know, when she remembers things.
Yeah.
I jokingly bring up stuff that happened.
Yeah, it's not a joke for us.
Yeah, and it's not a joke for her.
I don't know. I think it's too soon.
Or like we get the flashback, like, oh, I remember that. You know, only if you knew what I was going through at that moment or putting myself through to survive.
Yeah.
As a child.
And I don't think your mom will tell you. I think I may know more about your mom than you do because she can tell me and she'll still say, but don't tell Abel.
It's like a woman to woman conversation. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm just like, I got you, mom. And I'll tell her, like, I don't think he remembers. Because what I think it's cool about this dynamic we have right here is that Natalie Lash Bunny is a single mom right now.
Yeah.
And she's raising a young man. He's 13. He's not a young man yet, but you're raising one. He's becoming.
I mean, I want to clarify that. I am a single mother, but there's a dad.
Okay. Yeah.
There is a father. Yeah. Got it. I don't want to ever take that away from him. Because he is present, but there's always room for improvements.
We all
are on our own journey, and we get things on our own timing.
Yeah.
Now, babe, the reason I'm asking you about your mom is because do you hold anything against your mom? Like, that's a harsh, because I wouldn't want you to answer that on here, but like, what can you tell Natalie about what her son is feeling right now? He's 13 or 6. Whose game? It was your 6-year-old's game that you were a little late to yesterday.
My 7-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And the 13-year-old that you kind of, scolded him.
Yes, because he's going through the teenage years, you know, hiding the phone, now discovering he has a girlfriend, you know, and yes, dad is present. But dad was brought up differently, where they don't speak on different topics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he doesn't have that communication with his father.
Yeah.
They're working on it, you know? So what can I do as a mother to help that, help him?
Because
I want him to feel understood, but him understand that I still have to discipline.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get you. First off, we as children, it's really hard for us to not know everything, especially if it's a single mom, because it's just you two, you know? And whether or not the mom wants to or not, she can try her best to hide things, but we can feel things, and we see what's going on, and we see the worry and the stress on moms. I'm talking about myself with my mom. I knew what situation we were in, even though I never knew how much was in the bank account.
The detail.
In my head, it was like, we always had $3 and that was it.
Dang.
In my head, I'm like, if you need milk, you got to figure something out yourself. And one could say that's a lot of stress to put on a kid who is like, at that point, I'm in like the 3rd, 4th grade, you know, and by the 5th grade, my little brother comes along. And so it's like, I now feel like I have to help out with that as well. But we understand what situations we're in. We don't like, like, I grew up, like, feeling like this is not fair and it's not cool. But it wasn't that I'm mad at my mom.
Yeah.
And I always knew that she was trying her best. And then I don't know when it happened, but I knew that my mom wasn't okay and that she had stuff that she couldn't deal with when she had a breakdown. And so then that kind of helped me understand her her not it wasn't a mood swing, her outbursts. Mm. She my mom used to have fits of rage de la nada, like she would snap.
Oh gosh, and I so had that, to be here.
And so that would really affect me. And then one day I figured out that I don't know if she told me what type of a life she grew up in, or if I kind of just figured it out where it didn't have anything to do with me. She just snapped. Geez, I don't know. I'm like,
so okay.
This is like going into middle school.
Okay. So in middle school, you kind of figured out it doesn't have to do with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But before that, you thought it did have to do with you?
No, I just thought that she was mean to me. I thought that she was mean to me. And then I figured out it's not just me. It's a lot of other things on top of it. And
do you think all kids think that?
I don't know. Because I kind of figured out that it's, I'm the only one that she can really bounce things off. I don't know if it was like
because she, TV you were the oldest?
That helped me comprehend that. I don't know what it was that made me feel like I'm not just a son. I really started to feel like
you're a partner.
I'm the partner.
Do you think your son feels like that?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a really good question.
Yeah. So, I mean, no, with me and my mom, it kind of was that of like, I handle certain things and she handles certain things.
Are you the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
He's the oldest.
Yeah. So,
he probably does feel like he's a partner.
Yeah. So,
it's weird because my parents got divorced and I was 20 something, 24, 22, 23, 24 when they started getting divorced. And I felt like I'm my mom's partner now. Like whatever my dad decided he's not going to do anymore, like support her. Well, right. Then it's up to me and my brothers basically. But it's like, I got to take my mom to places. I'm her partner now. And I'm like, I just want to be a daughter. But I at this age, I can't even communicate that to my mom yet because I don't want her to feel like you're alone on this. I got to let her feel you got a team and maybe you and my dad didn't work out, but you got a daughter and she'll take care of you. Yeah. But I want relief from that in a sense. Yeah. Like how can we let our kids know we do things together. There's this struggle we're going through and we're going to get through it together, but we're not partners in it. You're still the kid. I'm the mama. Like, get me? Because I sometimes like lose it on my kids too. And thank God Abel's there to tell me like, dude, like baby, right. You know,
but that part, you have the partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you see how mom guilt creeps in.
Yeah.
With different things.
Yeah.
Like right now I'm sitting here and I'm listening. Oh man, he probably feels like a partner. So the guilt starts like coming up. Like, what do
I? But
I
think
do?
The more we communicate, because I love the relationship that Abel and his mom have. The fact that you started knowing it like in middle school, like it's not about me. Mom is going through some stuff, and the fact that she has communicated, your mom has said sorry so many times. Now I'm just like, mom, like it's gone. He doesn't even remember. He doesn't think of it. But you honor your mom. You love your mom. And so I see you don't hold anything against her. Mm. How did that come about? How can a mom do that?
My mom, well, to start off, the reason why I honor her isn't because she talked bad about my dad. I know that sometimes moms kind of make that mistake. So I appreciate my mom for not talking bad. My mom never lied to me, you know. My dad had an issue where he was like, constantly supposed to pick me up and then wouldn't pick me up. Mm-hmm. And so she would get pissed, you know, right. because it would hurt me. So I saw that. And that's when I saw her like upsetness towards him. But so, I mean, I appreciate her doing that. But
she didn't talk trash about your dad just cause that's
no.
good.
But I mean, her, like, I just always saw her trying and I did appreciate that.
So would you say, after a certain age, as you were maturing, you started feeling that way and seeing your mom like that?
So definitely as I got older, I started realizing that more. And I got to be honest with you, it didn't truly hit me until I was on my own of everything my mom really went through. It wasn't until I was like 17. I remember I was at some store and I picked up Q-tips and I saw that they cost like $6. And I saw how much money I had made from my check and how those $6 were going to hurt and how those $6 were like 30 minutes of my work. That's when I realized I'm like, damn. And that's when I started like figuring out of like, I can't buy myself clothes. And then I figured out my mom didn't buy herself clothes for like 3 years. And then I figured out my mom bought me a pair of Nikes to try to cheer me up one day because my dad couldn't make it. I don't know where the hell she got that money from. If it went away from her saving up for her tooth or her saving up for the rent or what exactly. It wasn't until then, until I was an adult, that I was able to truly understand what it was like. And then when I became a father, that's when I even understood even more. So is it tough? Yes. We're not going to understand. Right. As teenagers, we're not going to understand. As kids, we're not going to understand why we don't have both parents. We're not going to understand whose fault it is. We're not going to understand why it didn't work out. We're not going to understand why we don't have money. We're not going to understand why we don't live in a two-story house. We're not going to understand why I don't have my own room and I'm sleeping in a closet.
Right.
But as you get older, you come to learn things. Would I change? Would I have loved to have had an actual, like, a full family, and my mom had me at the right age and not 15, and my dad was in the picture and all that stuff? That would I wish for me to have the life that my kids are living? Yes. But I also learned a lot of it, and it has molded me. Right. Now, the one thing that my mom did do is that she did her best to love us, and she did her best to give us everything. And that's what I did appreciate and I did love. And because I never, ever felt that my mom put herself first.
That's good.
If I can be honest with you. And was it right for her to do that? No, because I think she needed to love herself too.
Yeah.
But I'm super grateful because I've seen 8 Mile. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie 8 Mile.
Yes, Eminem.
Like, that mom in there, when I saw that movie, I was like super thankful that my mom wasn't that mom.
Right.
That mom really kind of seemed like she was all about herself.
So you knew your mom loved you.
Yeah.
Have you always known that? Even with, because I'm thinking about mom guilt. Do our kids know that we love them? Do they know, hey, mom is having a really bad day. Mom just went off on me and I can't figure out if it's my fault or not. Like, I am open with my kids and I tell them, hija, like, I snapped. I'm stressed out right now. Has nothing to do with you, baby. So sorry. Like, the fact that we do say sorry, the fact that we let them know we love them. And there has to be a way, and I'm praying that there's a way that the kids, that weighs también.
Yeah.
Get me? Because you're right. Mm-hmm. Kids won't understand until they're older. I didn't understand so many things about my mom until I was having my own kid. I'm like, oh my God, I get you now.
Yeah. Did you cry the first moment you became a mom?
Oh, that, yes.
Like, you just wanted your mom and just love on her? Like,
I lived, yes. So much, mom. I was with her all day, every day. Like, yes. Mm-hmm. I, in fact, when Casey has her first kid, I'm like, wherever you are in the world, I'm going to be there for the first month. Because I know, and she may be thinking, pa qué? But I know she's going to want
me. You'll see.
Yes. I needed my mama there for all three of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, moved back in when Sammy was born. I moved back in when Eli was born. And then I moved out when they were about a month old. I needed my mom. But I think for the mom guilt, the dad guilt, our kids knowing that we love them, those moments weigh so much. Mm-hmm. So let's do them more.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we'll ever be enough. Well,
from hearing him, Abel, I have hope. My son is going to, because I love on him. I don't talk bad about his dad.
Good.
I always tell him I'm doing the best I can. Remember, this is not a husband and a wife, a mom and a dad. This is me alone.
Mm.
You know, yes, dad's present, but in this home is just me.
Yeah.
And what I've learned with mom guilt, just because I know this doesn't mean I don't have mom guilt. I still have mom guilt time to time, but it's a lot easier and a lot more quiet in my head. I've learned that mom guilt comes from the enemy.
Yeah.
One little thought, and if we give into that thought, we're going to drown in those thoughts, and it's one thought to the next, to the next, to the next.
Right. I think he's trying to wear us down. The enemy will try and wear us down to where we give up, and we're just like, then I'm not going to do it then.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm then not going to deal with the phone. I'm not going to deal with the video games.
We're tired, and then we give in.
It doesn't work
that
anyway.
That mom guilt goes to something else.
Yeah.
Then you become, you want to suppress onto something. Oh, I'm going to have a glass of wine. And then from one glass of wine, it's a whole bottle. And then it's two bottles. And then it's one night to every night.
Yeah.
You know, so, and you did mention something about putting yourself first. It's not a negative thing for a mother to put herself first, what I've learned.
Yeah.
Because when we don't service ourselves, we can service to anybody else.
At minimum, 15 minutes a day. Girl, yeah. Do what you gotta do for 15 minutes a day.
I mean, I do more than that, but.
But yes, because, but I'm saying at minimum, because there, you know, there's some moms that mm-hmm. have more, you know, like there's so many different situations, but at minimum, yeah. 15 minutes a day. And it's yes. so powerful before you see your kids. Mm-hmm. If you need those 15, 20, 30 minutes to decompress everything that just happened at work, everything that just happened with your partner, and just get it out of you, either cry it out, pray it out, let it out. Mm-hmm. Breathe it and then get into the home with a smile. Like, I have to do that. Yes. Like, if just like, okay, like, I'm not bringing this into mm-hmm. my home. They're not yeah. even going to know. If my kids do see me cry and they'll ask me, and I'm happy that they can ask me, like, mommy, you missing Thea Che today? Mm-hmm. I'll tell them, hey, yeah, I'm missing her a little bit, but it's fine, baby. Or, you know what? I'm stressed about something at work, but it has nothing to do with you, mama. Mm-hmm. Just give me some time to let it go. Or the kids know if mom locked herself in the bathroom, she's leave her alone, you yes. know? But our moms didn't know how to do that. So they were already here. And then would lose it so much quicker. Yeah. And sometimes,
how about we give ideas on what that looks like?
Okay, go for it.
For us to take care of ourselves, whether it's 15 minutes or an hour.
Yeah. Mm.
Because sometimes we just go, 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 and we're helping everybody around us, which are children, yeah. and we forget about ourselves.
Okay.
So for me, it yeah. looks like, even if it's at 11 o'clock at night, and as much as I don't have the motivation or energy, I go to the gym.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Mm. Even if it's, I just showed up. Just the yes. fact that I'm in there 20, 30 minutes, but I showed up.
And I yeah. think a lot of moms feel guilty about yes. that. Yeah. Oh, I just want to look good. Y tú vas no, al gym.
It's not about
no,
that.
It's mental health. It's yeah. physical mm. health. Going to the gym is not selfish. It is no. taking care of your health, and that includes mental health, is mm-hmm. one of the healthiest things you could do for your yeah. kids. So, yeah. Okay.
Or waking up earlier. If you wake up at 6 to attend yeah. to your kids, wake up at 5
yeah. yeah,
and check in with yourself. Like, I got 1 hour. What can I do with this yep. hour? You know what? I'm going to go in the shower and shave my legs yeah. in peace and then lay in the tub.
Yeah. yeah. So for me, when I do it well, when I'm doing it well, because I don't do this all the time, I do wake up that extra hour and just like meditate and pray mm-hmm. and I journal. And it sounds like it's useless. And I'm telling you, friends, no, it is not. My journaling time, my like being alone with God time, my declarations where I'm like, I'm a lovable mom. I'm a lovable wife. I'm a fun mom. All those declarations really, really bring mm-hmm. me back into, yes, that's who I am. More than, yeah, sometimes I yell and I probably went too hard or got on their case a little too hard. I do those things and then thank God I can say sorry. But who am I? I'm yeah. I'm a fun mom. I'm a yeah. lovable mm-hmm. mom. I'm a mom that disciplines with love. That is my 15 minutes for yeah. me, aparte del gym. Because gym yes. time for me is like, oh, you don't know what I just did for this whole world by Rosie letting it out at the gym.
Right. So, I mean, if you're thinking to yourself, people listening and watching, if you're thinking to yourself that you can't or you don't have the time or anything like that, I have to be honest with you, it's going to sound weird. And I didn't think it was possible because I didn't go to sleep that early, but our kids go to sleep at 8.
Yeah.
And it took like a good 4 or 5 months, like to go from like 9:30 yeah. to 8, mm-hmm. but it was so worth it. And it's given us as yeah. in a relationship wise, it's given us a lot more time together and alone to say like, it's just us, you know? Right. So it's either wake up early on your end or have your kids go to sleep earlier. It's better for them. By the way, it's not like we're los estamos castigando to go to sleep
no.
early.
Yeah,
it's
no.
actually, but they wake up happier.
Yeah, yes. they wake and up they more rested better. And yes. stuff like that. So that's tip one. And tip two, whatever your resting is, I guarantee you that it should never be social media. You yes. decompressing with social media is never a decompressing,
yeah.
a decompression of your day.
No.
When I open up, when I open up my social media, all I see there is because of the things that I like and because of the things that I do, all I see is more work.
Yeah.
For myself, all I see is everything that I want to be, everything that I'm not, everything that I should be, or that the world tells me that I should be.
So your mind isn't resting.
It's not resting. No. It just makes you probably feel worse about yourself. It makes you want to do something. It makes you feel like you're not in the right place. And it's just always constantly the striving up to go higher and higher and higher.
So how do you decompress?
So I'm not saying don't do it, because we all go to social media and we all watch it.
Yeah.
And it can be good for us, but at times it can also hurt us. But I'm just saying be careful with that.
Got you.
my decompression, or like the way that I rest, is at the moment I've actually been enjoying doing stuff for myself. I used to golf a lot. I don't anymore, which is something that I really want to try to make
time
for.
And this is crazy, but I miss it.
It's just,
I miss your golf.
I think we have an episode where I think you said that I golf too much. No,
you did golf too much.
Okay. So
it has to be a balance.
Yeah, it has to be balanced. But now I enjoy kind of fixing myself, whether if that be going to the chiropractor, going to those like mall massages and stuff like that, like just randomly in the middle of the day. And I'll take you mostly with me. I used to like get like a manicure, but I don't know.
I
it was like whatever.
Your eyebrows and stuff?
I used to get my eyebrows and getting haircut and stuff like that. But all that stuff makes me feel better.
Yeah.
About myself. And I think that that's the most important thing. So whether if it's like you have this great idea that one day you're going to have your own cheesecake company and you're just going to develop this recipe and you're just going to keep getting better and better and trying new things. If that makes you feel good, do it. You know, it's just about what makes you feel good. Work a little bit towards your future if that makes you feel good. Yeah. And like towards your own business instead of working for somebody else.
I get it. Like feeling like an individual. Yeah. Also, yes, I'm a wife. Yes, I'm a mom. But when I do things that are like, oh, this is what Rosie, just the person, likes, that is a good.
You feel accomplished.
Yeah. So like,
it's like with that kid, that a child gets a sticker or reward because he did something great. They feel good.
No, like, one does that for us anymore.
So we have to do it for ourselves.
Or if you're a mom and you see another mom or a dad doing it, tell him, good job. Yes. I love.
And for those that are married, you have to say that to your husbands. Yeah. Like you have to be that. The same thing, husbands for the wife.
Yes.
Like speak life and, oh baby, I love how you did that.
Yes.
Like, and he's gonna feel, oh wow, you
thank
know?
You. Just a simple word of, dang babe, thank you for doing that. And I wanted you guys to say, Abel said massages. I know massages seem like a luxury, and at this, sometimes they're an investment.
I would never pay for $120 massage. I'll go to the chinitos, they'll charge you $40.
I would.
It was okay. 30 or 20 bucks before.
Yeah.
Before, yeah.
But there are other options. There are those foot massage places.
All I'm saying is that takes, like, you have to plan it out. Like,
you have to make sure you have
the budget for it.
It's a treat, but I don't want you to feel like you don't deserve it, moms.
Yeah.
Like, I know it is an investment. They're getting more and more expensive. But do you know that a massage is like 8 hours of sleeping for your body? It has a medical thing of like your body just rested. All that stress that you let out at a massage, maybe you can't do it every month. Maybe it's every 2-3 months. Or maybe you do go to the foot massage places, but that will help your kids. So stop thinking, I don't deserve it, I'm not good enough. It will really help with raising your kids. When I get a massage, I know like, oh, I'm relaxed. I can handle
life
better.
Don't you feel renewed?
Yeah. So I just want to break that from mom's mom. Like, what if you do want a massage? Girl, get it for you. Like, once the bills are paid and you want to spend, get it for you. It's worth it for you and your kids.
Yes.
So before we end, let's each give a tip to our listeners, moms and dads, about mom guilt. Whatever you want to say.
Okay.
If you want, I'll start.
Good.
Okay. With dealing with mom guilt, I get you. I don't know if it's society. I don't know if it's us, but we always feel like we're not good enough. I want to remind you, to everyone that's listening and to the three of us here, God chose you. God chose you to be that parent's mama, not your mama, whether she was great or not, not your daddy, not the neighbor, not the principal at school. If they are making you feel like you're not doing it right, maybe you're not perfect, but please know God chose you. He knew no one in this world would love your kids the way you do. He knows that you connect with this child every day. He knows that you love them, that you have sacrificed your life for them. And one day, hold on, your child's going to know it too.
That's good. These comparisons that you might be going through, let's say you might compare yourself to the full-time mom that is at your daughter's school, your son's school, and you're like, their lunch looks a lot better than my son's because I can only pack him, you know, a sandwich or a Smucker's or whatever it might be. It's like you can't compare yourself, number one. People just live different lives and it doesn't make them better or worse. But the real tip is going to be analyze who you are. Have you improved from that? From the day that child was born, the mistakes that you made with it growing up, the mistakes that you made last year, are you different now? And if you really look at it, I think as human beings, we're constantly getting better at stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you're better, just hold on to that. Okay. Don't just hold on to everything bad that you're doing now, but think like, have I changed? Have I gotten better?
Yeah.
Is this a little bit different? Am I making a little bit more money this year to help us out? Am I a little bit better at not getting upset as fast? Stuff like that. You know, just focus on some positives to go along with like, I got to still fix this, you know?
I like that. That's good, babe.
Well, with what Abel said, there is moms out there that don't know how to be better.
Okay.
So my tip for those is read. Mm. We have YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We have free resources. YouTube, there's so many people out there talking about the topic where you want to better yourself in. And the next tip I want to say is always apologize. Because an apology goes a long way. Because we're going to make mistakes. And sometimes you have to pay attention to the cues.
Yeah.
Which it may be that little face.
Yeah.
It may be, I just want to stay in my room. Mm. Or I don't want to talk right now.
Yeah.
You know, they're not automatically going to speak up sometimes.
Yeah.
You just have to say, hey, you know what? Your feelings are valid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I did something, I want to apologize.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually do better.
Yes.
You know? And the way you can do better is by feeding yourself wisdom. And that's read. I mean... And for those that have a relationship with God, like really ask God for that guidance.
Yes.
God, give me the words I need to speak to this child.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he needs more than what I know.
Yeah.
So that's the number one important part. Wow. Apologize.
That was so good. I love those tips. I receive some of them. Thank you all to all our listeners. Please know you can do this. Yes. You can. Yes. You are good enough. Remind yourself. And should we pray? Let's pray. Yes. You want to start it or me, babe?
You go ahead.
Me? Okay. I thank you, God, for all of us that are moms and dads. We know now that it is a miracle and a privilege that there are some that haven't been able yet or are going to or that just aren't in that role yet. But for those that are, thank you for our kids. They're a gift to us. Dad, we're not perfect. We don't know how to do it. So I ask you, Father, to help us, guide us. Holy Spirit, we give you more than permission to tell us, to remind us, to catch us in the moment, to remind us to apologize, and to let us know that we are good enough. We're just learning. We're growing. We're getting it. And to help our children too. It's our first time being parents, and it's their first time being kids. Let us be united. Let us join together. Let them know that they are loved by you and by us. Let us discipline with love, and let us love with truth, and let them know that. Thank you, God. Bless us, and to all the mamas out there that are hurting, that feel that they're not good enough, Holy Spirit, please be with them right now in their car, in the gym, wherever they are, and please show them that they're on the right track, that they're getting it, and that their kids are going to be okay. Our kids are going to be more than okay because you love them even more than we do. Our kids are not going to be messed up. They are not ruined. We will not break them. You, Holy Spirit, will always heal them and hold them together. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming with us. Natalie, will you be with us again? Because I think we got some more conversations that we're going to have with Lash Bunny. Please follow her on Instagram.
Yes. What is it? It's lash.bunny.
And then what's the uncensored one?
Oh, yes. Uncensored Bunny. I believe there's no dot. Just try both.
Uncensored Bunny. You're going to find great content on both. She's a great lash artist here in Downey. DM her, send her a message. She's amazing. Yes. But also for her uncensored stuff, which we're going to talk about on another show.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we got some uncensored stuff to talk about. Thank you for being with us.
See you guys next
week. Thank you.